With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, February 18th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we're going to bring you a Class 4A Region 3 semifinal contest as Lamar's Community rematches with Bishop Heelan. It's the third go-around. The Bulldogs wanted this. They've got it. We'll have all the action for you. Pre-game at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock. You can catch all the action from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. Let's take a look at the state wrestling results from yesterday. We had six Plymouth County wrestlers still alive in some form or another. Starting in Class 3A, Aiden Hogue of Lamar's, 220-pounder. He was in the semifinal round for the Bulldogs. He had to go up with a dog in his matchup. Ben Keeter of Iowa City High, unbeaten, going for his fourth state championship, looking to become only the 32nd wrestler to do that in the history of the state. Now, when Keeter is on his way to doing that, he beat Aiden Hogue in a minute and 53 seconds by pin. Now, here it's a first period loss for Hogue. Yes, that is a tough thing, but Keeter had beaten his two previous opponents in less than 15 seconds. So for Hogue to take him all the way to the end of the first period nearly is definitely a strong showing. So Hogue will go to the backside of the bracket. He's in the consolation semifinals later today. The Bulldogs are 37th in the team race. Waverly Shellrock first, Linmar second, and Southeast Polk is third. To the 1A state tournament, we had five Plymouth County wrestlers still alive in their brackets yesterday. Cale Morrow of Akron Westfield, he's our only 1A wrestler that's going to wrestle for a title. He beat Nick Bracey of Nashua Plainfield in a 6-1 decision. Morrow going on to the state championship after being runner-up at 106 pounds. He'd like for a better outcome this year. At 126 pounds, Ethan Sashow, he won by a sudden victory in his first consolation matchup, 12-8 over Braden Sheffers of Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas, and then lost his next consolation matchup by a major decision 10-1 to Corbin Reese of Logan Magnolia, but Sashow will still wrestle for the podium today. At 126 pounds as well, Jaden Friedrichs lost his consolation round matchup to Brody Brisker of Wilton in a 12-8 contest, so Friedrichs' season came to an end for Akron Westfield. At 132 pounds, Kingsley Pearson's Carson Sentience, he's going to bring home a medal. He won by pin over Caleb Cook of Pleasantville in the opening consolation and then lost by a sudden victory 6-4 to Gavin Reed of Columbus Catholic, but Sentience will wrestle for placement today. At 195 pounds in the semifinals, Ian Blau of Akron Westfield lost an 11-1 major decision to Jackson DeWald of Westwood, but Blau's in the consolation semifinals, and he can wrestle his way onto the podium as well in the top six for Blau. So good showings all the way around for Plymouth County. They will have five wrestlers still alive in their brackets, and we'll detail that coming up in the teams in the sports schedule for today. But taking a look at yesterday's high school basketball action, Kingsley Pearson and Remsen St. Mary's, they went at it in a postseason girls basketball game that's going to go down in the record books last night in Remsen. The Hawks came away with the home win by a narrow margin of 39-37. It was a good ball game. Defense was the name of the game for both teams, who held each other well below their scoring averages. Kingsley Pearson head coach Nicole Goodwin says they tried and succeeded many times and taking away the Hawks' driving lanes.
We played them for their drive, but we had to just play really smart. We got burned a couple times early. We just hung out a little bit too much in the backcourt, and they got a couple fast breaks on us, and then we ended up having to foul them. So it got a couple of my seniors in some foul trouble that second quarter. But just, you know, we were able to regroup and just to continue to put pressure on them where they needed to. Our help side was great, and it takes a team, and that's what it is. It's Team D, and it's all out heart.
And the flip side of the defensive end, Remsen St. Mary's had the tall task of trying to figure out a way to stop Kingsley Pearson's Sydney Duskett. She came into the game ranked 10th in the state in scoring for the season in all classes. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Scott Willman put Hallie Gallis on her, and she thrived in the opportunity to take on a strong scorer.
These are her best games. When she has an assignment on the best player, especially a guard, she will take that to heart, and then she doesn't really think so much about her offense. She just lets it go, and that's sometimes her very best game. In this game, she hit, I know she hit a big three for us and another two. Those are quality and needed shots for us.
Once these two did get offense going, it came from their inside games, especially Remsen St. Mary's. Claire Schrader scored 12 points for the Hawks as a result of posting up inside and getting to the free throw line. Coach Willman says they did a better job finding angles to her to get her the basketball.
Claire Schrader did a good job getting, not only working in the post, but I think we did a better job of finding the angles off the dribble to get the ball to her than we've maybe done a little bit in the past. Carmody Rickey took the ball in her hands. She might have had a little bit tougher or slower start, but she put the ball in her hands and was able to score down low, create down low.
Yeah.
They didn't give Maya very many openings. They took her away wherever she went. They were on her.
Kingsley Pearson got things done when it came to rebounding the basketball last night. Coach Goodwin says that just shows the heart and the hustle that her team has played with all season.
You know, the last couple games we've been getting out rebounded. I think they showed, and they showed their heart and their hustle tonight on the boards. They did a phenomenal job. This part of the season, that you know, a game like this stings. But you know what you tell them is, if those shots would have fell, then you know it's meant to be, and you know you're supposed to move on. And they didn't fall. But I told them not to focus on that. Yeah, it's probably going to bite a little bit, but don't focus on that. Think of all they've done. They've knocked off rated teams. They almost knocked off another rated team. You know, and I said they played four quarters. And we the last few games we've been playing a solid half, but we haven't been playing four quarters. And they brought every 8 minute tonight.
And the Hawks finished with their top scorers on the season, putting up just 9 points combined and fouling out of the game in Carmody Rickey and Whitney Jensen. Coach Willman says it took some bench players like Grayson Schrader to step up and give the Hawks good minutes off the bench.
Grayson Schrader, our only senior, I wouldn't say she played her most solid game. But what she did is hit a three early when we were down 9-3 that just triggered us. We held the run that they had, and then she started the counter on it, and then we were able to build for that.
In the end, Remsen St. Mary's hit enough free throws and dodged enough Kingsley Pearson bullets to win the game and advance to the regional final. It ends a Kingsley Pearson season that, to many, was not expected to be this good. But Coach Goodwin says her team knew they could be this good, and that's why a loss like this was so painful.
We've been in the locker room for a while. It'll shed a lot of tears. It's my least favorite part of the season is that last game. But these five seniors, I said nobody expected to be here this year. Nobody expected us. But those five seniors, they have stepped into their leadership role. They've taken a very young group of freshmen and sophomores and just took them under their wing. And every single day in practice, every single game, they have done exactly, they're most coachable, but they pour their heart out on the floor. I mean, they play, I said, I should list them all at like 6 foot and above just because of the size of their heart. I mean, they do everything I asked and beyond.
The Panthers will return a group of underclassmen next year that will be leaders without any seniors on their roster next season. They'll be led on the court by Sydney Duskid, who also broke Kingsley Pearson's single-season scoring record last night with her 15 points. Coach Goodwin says all the athletes coming back will need to be stepping up into some big roles.
I hope they take what those seniors have showed them as role models, and those seniors have had a very amazing role models in their younger years. But take that, and because we're going to be a team with no seniors next year. But take that and just step up. And I know they will. You know, she's in there kicking herself. I should have made that. I said, yeah. But I said, you will. You got to think of the next one. You have the short memory. But I know she's going to probably be in the gym tomorrow kind of thing. That's the mentality of her. But for a freshman to step up and do what I've asked her to do every single night and what those seniors have helped her do has been amazing.
And as for Remsen St. Mary's, the Hawks are on to their second regional final in a row. Last year, the Hawks lost to a perennial state tournament team in Newell Fonda to finish just a game short of Des Moines. This year, they will face off with Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, who has been to 6 of the last 8 state tournaments. Coach Willman knows the Spartans will bring a battle, but he says his team is ready for the challenge.
We're gonna give Exira. Exira's gonna have to play well. We're gonna have to play well. But we know they're a team that has some experience at state. At least the last few years they've been there. They were 15th ranked. They moved out of the rankings, and KP moved in. So we've got our work cut out for us. We know with them. But these girls are up for the challenge.
And Remsen St. Mary's will take a 22-1 record into that contest. That'll be played in Mapleton at MVAOCOU High School on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Kingsley Pearson's season ends with a record of 18-5, and they graduate a group of five seniors that Coach Goodwin gushed so much about. That includes Allison Ranking, McKenna Bowman, Avery Schrader, Hannah Cook, and Gabby Bouston. We enjoyed talking with both Coach Goodwin and Coach Willman about the exciting game last night, and we love hearing their passion for their teams. Let's take a look at the rest of the high school basketball scores from yesterday. Of course, Xyra Elkhorn-Kimbleton in Class 1A Region 4, they beat Coon Rapids Bayard 63-47. That game was in Elkhorn last night. Over to Class 2A Region 2, and that's where we find the 10th-ranked Hinton Blackhawks, who won their last home regular season contest of the year, 53-42 over MVAOCOU. Bailey Bouvier had 20 points. Ashlyn Kovarna tacked on another 14 to keep the Blackhawks season afloat. They will face off second-ranked Central Lyon for a trip to state. 55-36, the Lions beat West Sioux. That ball game will be played in Sioux Center. It's the new Sioux Center High School on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. In Class 2A Region 3, 4th-ranked Sibley Ocheon, they beat Ridgeview 71-27. 14th-ranked Sioux Central beat Central Springs 61-45. All these sports scores and more can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. And on the sports schedule for today, state wrestling tournament action continues for five Plymouth County wrestlers. Aiden Hogle of Lamars will take on Pleasant Valley's Rusty Van Wetzinga in the consolation semifinals. Also in the consolation semifinals, Ian Blau of Akron Westfield will match up with Belle Plains' Jack Schwen. In the seventh place bouts today, Carson Sentions of Kingsley Pearson will take on Nashua Plainfield's Kendrick Huck, and Ethan Sasha of Hinton will take on Underwood's Carson Thompson. And wrestling for it all, our only Plymouth County wrestler in the championship bout in his class at 113 pounds. Cale Morrow will go for it all today against the rowdy neighbor of Al Burnett. Best of luck to Cale Morrow and all of the wrestlers still alive at the Boys State Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines today. On the basketball schedule, girls basketball regional play, 4A Region 3 sees our contest. Lamar's at Bishop Heelan. We'll have the contest starting at 6:45 with pregame tip-off at 7 o'clock. And on the other side of the bracket, 11th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton will be at 15th-ranked Spencer. In 5A Region 2, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln's at Sioux City East. Des Moines Lincoln is at Johnston. In Class 5A Region 4, Sioux City West is at Dowling Catholic. Des Moines Roosevelt is at Iowa City West. And in Class 3A action in Region 1, Algona's at Esterville Lincoln Central in the region final. And in Class 3A Region 6, Unity Christian is at Sioux Center. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Don't forget to tune in tonight. Lamar's and Bishop Heelan in a regional semifinal. Girls basketball right here on KLEM. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.